Bob Livingston. First of all, with the celebration is going to be coming up this summer for the 175th anniversary of Carthage's birth, so to speak. So, first of all, how are what kind of arrangements are you being made now in the town as you're getting ready for this big celebration?
Well, first of all, we did a little research on previous ones. We've had such things as plates show up from the 125th and the 150th, and there's also some other mementos, and we can't duplicate those things, but we did use them as a guide. So we had a preliminary steering committee meeting, and at that time, certain people volunteered to oversee certain areas of what we propose to do. So today we have working committees who are diligently trying to flesh out what it is they're trying to do or what they have taken responsibility for. We have the library, for instance, which is going to oversee kids' activities and kids' events. Carl Sandburg College is going to produce some posters. We do have three people, including the mayor and some bankers, who are doing the budget and finance because we can't run the show without money. And as soon as people on the committees flesh out what they're going to do and come up with a budget, then we have a little better idea of how much we need and then how we're going to get it. We have the Carthage Elementary teachers involved, and they're going to conduct some school children activities, primarily before school leaves out, because this celebration will be done the week of the 4th of July. The 4th of July comes on Wednesday this year, so we will be celebrating from Sunday to Sunday. The Ministerial Alliance is planning for dinners, not just one, but every night. More power to them. Gibby Museum has some museum activities that they're planning. The Chamber of Commerce has some contests such as storefront and that type of thing. The Hancock Journal Pilot is doing publicity and researching some historical content when they will comment on those between now and the 4th of July week. Homestead Lumber is coordinating with class reunions. The Hancock County Treasurer is taking care of general entertainment. The Carthage Veterinary Service is going to provide some banners for us. We found that the hardware on the poles that supported the Christmas decorations are intact and reusable, and all we have to do is slip the new banners on them. All we have to do is get the banners. There are arrangements for vendors and, of course, the big parade. And there are a number of floats that are being planned. And we are exchanging some of those with Warsaw this year. Warsaw is having their 200th anniversary. So there is an agreement in the offing of, since their celebration is the weekend before the 4th, we can send some floats up there, and they will have some reciprocity involved and send us some floats so that each parade will be bigger and better.
Do you look to do any fundraising activities? Because
after we have gotten a little better handle on how much money is needed, there are some preliminary plans for raising money, but they have not gelled yet because we don't know exactly how much.